Alliance as opposed to a border poll. Why?
Well, we don't think it's appropriate at this time. It is going to be a further source of instability. I mean, already we're reeling from the fact we don't have an executive, a functioning assembly, all the consequences that flow from that. We have the challenge of Brexit. So I think a border poll just adds another layer of uncertainty to the situation we find ourselves in.
Or maybe it's because it puts you on the spot for someone like me to say, so why don't we just clear this up now? Would you recommend voting for United Ireland or Northern Ireland staying within the UK?
Well, we don't have a border poll, so that question does not arise.
And it's arising because I'm asking it. What
I would say is that I would take a view on that in the prevailing circumstances where we find ourselves.
Do you have a view now?
In that situation. Well, my view now is, first of all, we have the principle of consent. That's how we determine the issue. There's no evidence of a desire amongst the people of Northern Ireland for any change in the situation, so the issue of a border poll should not arise.
But does the Alliance Party currently have a position as to whether Northern Ireland would be better off in a United Ireland or the UK?
The Alliance Party is not a party that's defined by the constitutional question.
Well, I've asked you.
I know it's not the question you've asked us, but this is the issue.
There's two answers you've given me to questions that I haven't asked.
There is this fixation with seeing the party through the lens of where we stand in terms of the border. The whole purpose of the Alliance Party is to be a challenge to that type of thinking. We are a party made up of people, some of whom support the Union, some of whom have an aspiration for a United Ireland, but what unites us is a desire to see Northern Ireland work and to have a shared and reconciled, successful society. So the issue of a border poll is not something that we are fixated on, nor is the issue of the constitutional status. Sure. The situation is fine where we stand at present.
Whether we like it or not, it probably is important to people in Northern Ireland as to for them to know where Alliance Party stands on it. Does the Alliance Party have a position in this at the moment?
Well, we have a position.
A fundamental question of United Ireland being part of the UK, what's better for us? You have no position on it.
The defining issue for the Alliance Party.
Does the Alliance Party have any position on it?
Well, the point is, isn't it a wonderful thing where we have a society that's divided with some people who are unionists, some people who are nationalists?
Stephen, my question is, does the party have a position?
The point is
the answer no.
The party does not have a position.
Okay, do you have a position?
For the very reason that we are a party that brings together people who are unionists and nationalists together. And that's actually something that's very valuable in the context of Northern Ireland.
I get that. Thank you. So the Alliance Party doesn't have a position on it. Fair enough. You answered that question. Just before I move on, what do you think?
Well, I think
you must have thought this through.
I think that the situation where we find ourselves today is working in that particular context.
So you prefer Northern Ireland to be part of the UK?
I don't. At this stage, I don't see the basis for a change in that situation. Now, that said, obviously, and you may well come to this as a natural follow-on, the uncertainty around Brexit adds
certainty of complications. If there was a border poll tomorrow, would you vote for us to remain in the UK?
If there was a border poll tomorrow, personally, my instinct is I probably would vote to remain. It is something, however, I am open-minded on, and I could not rule out a situation where I would think differently in that regard. It is something where it is not something that defines my personal politics. You've asked me a question in terms of if it happened tomorrow, how would I vote?
Thank you for answering it.
I've given you the answer.
I feel like sounding a trumpet. Answers questions.
But equally, to be perfectly blunt about it, the situation may change in the future and I may see things differently, depending upon a whole range of economic and social factors and in terms of the finances in Northern Ireland and also the question around Brexit.
What is interesting there within your answer is that it may or may not be, I don't know, but it may be synonymous with what some other people of a certain age group think, where they kind of think, we don't care anymore about British Irish. We're Northern Irish.
Yes.
I don't know how many people that is.
Yeah. Well, the issue is that black and white choices, particularly in Northern Ireland, and indeed anywhere else, really often are very simplistic. They don't really, really work. And I think a lot of, in particular, young people want to have open, mixed identities. They want to be British, they want to be Irish, they want to be Northern Irish, they want to be European. They want to build friendships, relationships across traditional divides. And in some senses, those divides aren't particularly relevant for them. And that's in some ways, Stephen, the real tragedy of what we're seeing around Brexit, because over the past 20 years, we've seen real progress in Northern Ireland to building some degree of shared space facilitated by the European trade union, and people haven't had to make stark choices over identity. All of a sudden, a situation is arising where Northern Ireland works best based upon sharing and interdependence, but Brexit is forcing people to make stark choices in terms of identity. It's forcing new divisions on people. It's potentially erecting new barriers, new borders. And that actually is something that runs very contrary to what we've been trying to build.